Happy New Year.
Balloons and some things to celebrate. This is the last Sunday of the church year today. Next week, we start the church year all over again, so it is a new year. I'm going to talk about that in my message here this morning. If you're not prepared, you can still be a part of the party here at Peace Lutheran Church this morning. It's going to be very exciting, and there's good news. The last Sunday of the church year is also called Christ the King Sunday. It's a time to recognize that Jesus is above all, and we give him all the glory, honor, and praise. So we're going to do that here this morning. There are some announcements to share, great opportunities to get out into the community and serve those around us. You notice the blessing board up on the windows as you exit the narthex out into the parking lot. Take a look. None of those require long-term commitments, no meetings, nothing like that. Just a simple way to be a part of the community, like things like basketball games, going to the tree lighting in Philomath next weekend. Just simple ways to serve in just an hour and be a presence in our community. Also, out in the narthex, I think Todd might be mentioning something about that. I'll let you do that, Todd. The other thing that I would share with the congregation is that on Tuesday, Eric Eli, he's the assistant coach for the Oregon State Beavers women's basketball team. He is going to be here for the Rotary Club meeting at noon on Tuesday. If you want to come and talk sports, hear about the Oregon State Beavers women's team, this is the opportunity to do it this Tuesday. And then one other note, especially for our parents of youth and children, the Philomath School District is offering the screening of this movie. It's called Screenagers. It's about the role of technology and phones and how they're influencing a next generation. It's just a great movie. It's really something we should show all grandparents and parents, the influence of smartphones on our children and ourselves and how that impacts us. That showing is on Wednesday at the Philomath High School Auditorium at 6:30. I want to share that with everyone here this morning. Todd's got a couple announcements, I think. I'm going to let him speak.
All right, you know you're in trouble when I bring a list with me.
Yeah.
Number one is the Christmas tree out front. That's for Vina Moses. I think you probably all have some experience with that. There are tags on the tree. The tags list the age and gender of a child. And your job is to grab a tag, go buy a gift for that child, and then bring it back next Sunday. They are picking those gifts up on December 7th, which is the following Friday. So if you're going to bring it on a Sunday, next Sunday is your last chance to bring it. So unwrapped and tape or staple the tag to the present so they know who it's for. If you have any questions, talk to me or Pastor. Next is the Lutheran Church in Paradise that was burned to the ground, Our Savior Lutheran Church. We are going to take up a collection for them. And what that will be is in the collection plate, between now and probably at least Christmas, if not the end of the year, if you want to donate money directly to that Lutheran Church in Paradise, put a check in the plate, put something in the memo that says, you know, either Paradise or Our Savior, so we can get that to them. It's not going to be all the collection for one day. It's just going to be if you want to put something in the plate and earmark it for them, do that, and that will continue through at least Christmas. And then we will at some point get that money to them. Last is we're putting together a call committee. The church council has decided that it's time for Pastor to go. No.
Oh my gosh. That's rough. That's rough. Man.
No.
That means Rick's preaching today.
Right. As our church is growing, our needs are growing, and we need to determine what those needs are and what direction we want to go in the future. And that means either adding a vicar, a Christian education specialist. We don't know. So we're putting together a committee of people to kind of look at what the church needs and what's out there that we can go out and get and add to us. Talk to Rick about that because he's the interim temporary chairman of the committee. He doesn't want to be the full-time chairman. But we would encourage people from all age groups, young, middle, and old, because we want to get everyone's opinion on where we want to go. So he's going to be meeting. You can talk to Pastor if you have questions, or talk to me. That's all I have.
Thanks, Todd. Janie?
Okay, we are winding down this bazaar. The items that are still left on the table back by the piano are by donation only. I'll open the tables for a half hour after church, and then it's clean up after that. Rick has said that he would help get items into the attic, but we really need to have some more help with that. We've got a lot more displays that we used than we had last year. Also, we need to shuffle around some tables from classrooms and the far area as well. The exception to the donations are the baskets. We still have two baskets, each at $35, which is a bargain. I was mistaken earlier. One's tea and one's wine. And then we also have four birdhouses that are $15 a piece as well. So if you could help out with those tables and displays, please meet with Rick after. But we need a little bit of time to open up that half hour for you. So thank you.
Thanks, Janie.